You're listening to SBS News.
The European Union's most powerful leaders have embraced Ukraine's bid to be accepted as a candidate for EU membership in a potent symbol of support in Kyiv's battle against Russia's invasion. French President Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Premier Mario Draghi arrived in Ukraine by train and headed to the Kyiv suburb of Irpin, scene of fierce battles early in the brutal war. Later joined in Kyiv by Romania's President Klaus Iohannis, they met with their Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky, who's been lobbying his Western allies for more and faster weapons deliveries and the promise of a European future. President Macron has pledged continued support for the Ukrainian people and expressed concern about possible war crimes in the besieged town of Irpin.
You are here in Irpin on a site that has been destroyed, where along with several other cities, the Russian army was effectively stopped, where massacres were carried out. We have the first signs that these had been war crimes. We have a strong cooperation on this, and I thank all of the police, experts, French lawyers who were deployed from the first day, alongside other experts.
Mr. Macron also says France will deliver 6 additional long-range self-propelled howitzers to Ukraine to help it counter the Russian invasion.
We will continue to deliver military equipment, in particular Caesar artillery cannon trucks, which enable Ukrainian soldiers to defend themselves more effectively against attacks by the Russian army on Ukrainian soil. From day one, France has kept its commitments, and every time I have made a commitment, it has been decided upon and implemented quickly. Because, as we know, equipment is needed, but it's needed. This is also why, beyond the 12 Caesars already delivered, in accordance with your requests, I have taken the decision that within the next few weeks, 6 additional Caesars can be delivered.
Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz also expressed his support for Ukraine's ambitions to join the European Union.
Ukraine belongs to the European family. A milestone on its precondition-rich path is the status of an accession candidate. The EU member states will be discussing this in the next few days. We know it needs unanimity among the 27 EU states. At the European Council, I will push for a unified position. Germany is in favor of a positive decision, in favor of Ukraine.
In his nightly address to the Ukrainian people, President Zelensky spoke about the pivotal meeting with the leaders.
Today is a truly historic day. Ukraine has felt the support of 4 powerful European states at once, and in particular support for our movement to the European Union. Italy, Romania, France and Germany are with us. All 4 leaders, Mr. Draghi, Mr. Iohannis, Mr. Macron and Mr. Scholz, support Ukraine's candidacy. Of course, all relevant procedures must be followed, and all EU member states must join. But our meeting today, a big step was made, a step forward. It was important for me to hear from the leaders another fundamental thing. They agree that the end of the war and peace for Ukraine must be exactly as Ukraine sees them, as our people see them.
He also said Gazprom's overnight decrease in gas supplies to Europe is part of Russia's pressure tactics.
I believe that it is not a coincidence that the situation with gas in Europe has worsened today. The price has jumped again. Russia has done this on purpose, restricting supplies to harm Europe to strike at Europeans. Gazprom is simply pulling on the gas chain in which they have been trying to shackle Europe for a long time. And this is another argument in favor of the fact that Europe must now switch to life without Russian gas. There should be no such dependence.
With ongoing discussions over how to end Ukraine's war with Russia, the United States is reiterating President Joe Biden's position that he won't pressure Mr. Zelensky to make concessions to Russia to bring about an end to the war. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Zelensky is the only one who can determine how the war ends.
Nothing has changed about what the president's view here is. He stated it very clearly in his New York Times op-ed not too long ago, and that it is basically nothing, and he said this before, even before the op-ed, which is nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine, and that Ukraine is a sovereign country. President Zelensky is the democratically elected leader of that country, and only he gets to determine how this war ends. He gets to determine how he defines victory, and he gets to determine how the outcome will be.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department is investigating reports that Russian or Russian-backed separatist forces captured at least two U.S. citizens, Alex Dureke and Andy Nguyen. Ms. Jean-Pierre expressed concern for the Americans missing after their group came under heavy fire in the Kharkiv region of northeastern Ukraine near the Russian border on the 9th of June.
We are working very hard to learn more about these Americans who are now missing. Our hearts go out to their families during this difficult time that they're going through. It's worth repeating, and we have said this many times, that it is not the time to go to America, it's time for Americans to go to Ukraine during this time of war. The State Department has put out numerous travel advisories warning Americans not to travel there and urging Americans to leave immediately.
Closer to home, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been invited by Mr. Zelensky to visit Kyiv. Mr. Albanese is to join world leaders at a NATO summit in Madrid at the end of this month, representing allies in Asia who are responding to the invasion in Ukraine. Mr. Albanese has not yet confirmed whether he will take up the invitation to Kyiv. This came as Russia's foreign ministry announced it is sanctioning an additional 121 Australian citizens. Russia's foreign ministry says the sanctions are due to what it calls Australia's Russophobic agenda. Russia has sanctioned journalists, politicians, and defense officials, including SBS chair George Savvides. SBS Russian was mentioned by Russia last week as being a Russophobic broadcaster. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.